My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
All right, heading into hour number two of our three-hour show today, Chris Hello. Tony Gwynn Jr. is on a plane with the Padres from St. Louis to Tampa, Florida.
Not Tampa Bay.
No, not Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay is not a city. Tampa is a city.
Yeah.
Padres lost to the Cardinals 4-1 today. They split the four-game series, disappointingly so. You know, what are you going to do?
I mean, disappointingly so is right.
Because you won the first two, and you think you could have won last night for sure.
Yeah, I mean, we were sitting here feeling good, and I'm not saying that this team is on the way down, and you said it earlier, the sky is not falling, but
no.
We did feel like this team was going to just crush the Cardinals this series.
I thought the Cardinals were ripe to be swept, but, you know, they hit three ground balls into a hole last night against Robert Suarez in the bottom of the ninth inning. The odds of that aren't very good. Two outs, right?
Yeah.
Single, 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 ball game. And, you know, that's happened to Suarez maybe twice all year. So, you know, they went 1-for-15 with runners in scoring position the last 2 days. Not going to win you many ball games, even against a Cardinal team that I think is kind of, you know, packed it in. Certainly the Cardinal fans have packed it in.
Oh, my God.
Where were they?
Nowhere.
The greatest fans in the history of sports.
Not there, Chris.
Yeah. Didn't see any of them.
It was hot. I'll give them that. But they live in St. Louis. This is what they do.
And when the Cardinals are winning, they pack the place during the months of August
and
September.
Doesn't matter if it's 110 degrees. There's still fans in the stands.
Didn't see any of you greatest fans in the history of sports out there.
Mm.
So something to keep in mind. Padres will play the Rays tomorrow. We'll be on at 2 o'clock tomorrow, a quick one-hour show, but it will include a visit with Tanner Scott on our
scheduled
Friday interview. So always scheduled. We have to say that, right?
Yes, I have
scheduled
to say that.
Just in case something happens, but we'll probably have Tanner Scott on. Right now, chance for you to win qualification for our grand prize. That's a two-night stay at Resorts World, Las Vegas. Two tickets to see Carrie Underwood's Reflection show. It's back by overwhelming demand and has been extended through spring of 2025. You can get tickets for this year or early next year at access.com, AXS.com, or RWLasVegas.com. Or you can qualify to win a pair and go to Las Vegas right now in a round of Chris versus the Fans.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself.
Howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the Fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, by the way,
yes.
Before Scraby reads the rules, I'm surprised we've made it an hour through this show and you have yet to comment on my t-shirt, which is...
What's wrong with it?
Real men wear pink.
Yeah.
All right.
I've worn pink before.
You have comments on this?
No.
I thought you would.
No, I'm not the guy who is mad at the City Connect uniforms. Wow, I'm about to say something that might...
Be careful.
I think wearing pink and purple is very manly.
All right, thank you.
Because it means you're confident in yourself.
Real men wear pink.
Yeah.
Somewhere it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
True.
And this is the t-shirt we got for winning another softball championship last night.
Oh, so
that's the main reason I'm wearing it.
Oh, I see how you brought this up.
Yes.
You guys won a championship.
We won another title in the old Poway Softball League last night. So
what did you do in the game last night?
Congrats to the guys. I contributed defensively last night. I did not play. I did not hit well in the two games. But I felt like I had a very nice season. Braden and I are on that team. And we've won a lot of championships. The guys I play with are all really good. And it's fun.
You know, now that I have my shoulder surgery behind me, starting to ramp it up a little
bit. You're trying to ramp it up and think that you can get back on that team one day?
Although, I think my throwing days are over, Chris.
Well, the only position for you then is first base, and I have that locked down. So
I can't be catcher. You need to throw.
They're not going to let you...
I'll be second baseman, and then I can just throw it underhand.
Dink it over there, roll it under there.
Yeah,
we'll see if they let you do that. Anyway, all right, so that's why I'm wearing pink today.
All right, good for you.
But, I try to wear the championship t-shirt at least the next day, and then, that goes back in the closet.
On the other hand, I'm wearing my Many Faces of Jason t-shirt.
Yes, you have quite the array of horror t-shirts.
I need more.
You should. Is there a place you can just go, like a website that sells only horror-related t-shirts?
Yes, but the problem is they don't sell in the size that I need.
I don't
like these shirts because they're too short. I need longer shirts.
Yes. You don't have... you have...
Tread lightly over there with what
you have
say.
A body that needs a certain size of shirt.
Yeah, I mean, I have a long torso is what you're trying to say.
Here's a t-shirt that says, I like horror movies and maybe like three people. What does that mean?
Oh, that's actually a great t-shirt for me.
What does that mean?
It means I like horror movies and I only like three people.
Oh. Well, I can get it for you. Can add it to your cart.
Tony?
I can add it to the cart if you want me to. You get your choice of colors. I know you want black.
Oh, yes, please.
Because you always get black.
You know, I have a Ghostbusters shirt, too, that I just bought that I love. I'm becoming a child the older I get.
I don't want to be crazy here. They have XL. They have 2XL. They have 3XL.
Do they have 2XLT?
I don't know what that is.
Tall.
Oh. No.
Anyway, let me get to the rules. We'll get back to the shirt talk a little bit later.
I'm gonna be shopping while we play Chris versus the Fans.
You have to make it through three questions. Each question will get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win. If you're a first-time player, let us know before you get into it. You will get that question for free. And Chris versus the Fans is brought to you by SD Fat Loss. Lose 20 to 30 pounds in just 60 days. Visit SDFatLoss.com to schedule your free consultation. We haven't done this all week, so I'm a little rusty on this, but here we go. Garrett, you are up first. What's up?
What's up? How's it going? First time player.
First all right, player! Garrett. Good to have you with us.
Let's
man.
Do
Thank
it.
You.
Yeah, I love the energy, Garrett. Here we go. Question number
right.
two. What color flag signifies the final lap of a NASCAR race?
Checkered flag. Oh, checkered flag.
Let me read it one more time. What color flag signifies the final lap of a NASCAR race?
Final lap.
They're black and white.
Adam's going black and white. Staying with it. He might luck out, though. He may luck out because I really don't know.
You have no idea?
I do, but I can't think of it. The final lap is not green, not red. It's got to be white.
Sorry about that,
I wasn't sure. Yeah, the checkered flag's for the finish.
The finish.
Yeah,
the
Garrett.
White flag signifies there's only one lap remaining.
Yeah, I wasn't sure on that. I kind of almost messed it up.
Someone said green in the chat. That's
no, green means that it's back going after a...
Or starting the race or a yellow
restarting
flag.
Restarting the race, yeah.
Now tell me, Chris, what is when a race is suspended, what type of flag is that?
The California state flag.
No, it's a red flag. California state. They just throw around the bear.
Yeah, they put that out there.
All right, let's go. There's a couple NASCAR questions, by the way, people. Let's go to our next contestant, John Temecula. Hello, John.
Hey, John.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Always good.
Yes. Yeah, let's go. Are you ready to play, John? You're always ready.
It's been a long time. I'm ready to play. Let's rock and roll.
Feeling it.
Should be a pretty easy question, I think. But who leads Major League Baseball in home runs this season?
Aaron Judge.
Aaron Judge is correct.
Aaron Judge.
All right, question number
two. But as I said earlier, even he had a slump, so ProFar fans don't despair.
And Yankees fans wanted him out.
They did, man. They were ready to give up on him.
They were. He has 51 home runs or
later.
Something.
Yeah, they like him now.
All right, Mr. John in Temecula. What sport team jersey does Cameron wear in Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
Cameron.
I feel like you would like this movie, John.
Remember that movie?
I believe it's the Chicago Blackhawks.
Chicago Blackhawks. Tough break.
Oh, no.
Because I remember they're sitting out in the stands at Wrigley Field, and it is Chicago, so that's why he answered that. But the guy, Cameron's wearing a Red Wings jersey.
Sorry, John. I appreciate you.
All right. Thanks, buddy. We appreciate it. Always great having you on.
All right. We move to the next contestant. Let's go to Casey in San Diego. Hello, Casey.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Not too much. Let's get into this.
Good luck to you.
Question number one. Who is the starting quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys this year?
That'll be Dak Prescott
is correct.
Boo.
Boo.
Why do the Cowboys hate him so much? It's so weird.
Well,
I don't know. They don't hate him.
Scapegoating.
Yeah, they blame him for every loss.
Maybe they should really blame the owner. But
Jerry Jones? Did you see what Jerry said the other day, by the way?
He said it's not a big deal or whatever?
No, when he signed CeeDee Lamb.
Oh.
Yeah, they asked him about, you know, maybe somebody else. He goes, there isn't anyone on earth who could do general manager of this team better than me.
I beg to differ.
That's what Jerry said.
The people that are winning championships are doing a better job than you, sir.
I'm just telling you, that's what he said.
All right, Casey, here we go. Question number two. Who has collected the most hits for the Padres in the last 7 calendar days?
Oh, brother. We know these things.
Padres fans.
7 calendar days. Yeah. I watch every game, so I should know this. Let's go with Arise.
Arise. Correct.
He got it.
Nice job. 11 hits in the last 7 days.
Yeah. I was going to guess Manny, but it was
10.
One or the other.
He had 10.
All right.
All right. Here we go, Casey. Question number 3. You get this right or Chris gets it wrong and you're heading to a qualification for Las Vegas.
I'm still shopping over here, by the way.
I know. It makes me nervous. What illegal activity is credited with the birth of stock car racing?
I knew you said we're going to be a lot of NASCAR questions. I was hoping it would get me.
Do you have an answer?
What illegal activity was credited with the start of stock car racing? Maybe demolition derbies?
Demolition derbies. Not true, but Chris has to know it, so stay
right there.
Yeah,
I have a chance to miss this. The only even remotely illegal activity I can think of that would get me to think that people were driving cars really fast would be trying to get away from law officers who were chasing people who were bootlegging. So you, I'm gonna go with this. Bootlegging.
I didn't know it. How'd I know it?
I'm sorry, thank you, Casey. Thank
you. Sorry.
Yes,
it was the only guess I could even. What was another guess?
That was it.
Yeah.
So bootlegging during Prohibition.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Well, which, by the way, I've been thinking a lot about Prohibition.
Okay.
Was it?
Should
worth
we bring it?
It
back?
Was it worth it?
What?
Prohibition?
Telling everybody they couldn't drink?
Yeah.
What do you mean, was it worth it?
You were there, so you can tell me.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, it was worth it. Was
people on the chat, if you have any thoughts on Prohibition, tell me if it was worth
it. I was going to have thoughts
on it. I was listening to a podcast the other day, and I got really into Prohibition and the reasons for it and bathtub gin and all that stuff.
Move on.
All right. Okay. Let's go to Clay in San Diego. Hello, Clay.
It's a good thing they had Prohibition because they've made about 1,000 movies with that as a backdrop of the crime.
Oh, yeah. So, that's how speakeasy came to be.
Yes, without it, they would have nothing to write movies about.
All right, Clay. Hello. How are you?
Hi, Clay.
I'm doing well, guys. Play right. is going to play.
Play is going to play.
This is a first-time player.
Oh, hey! First-time player!
All right. Good to have
Here
you
we go.
With us, Clay.
Question.
Thanks for jumping in here.
Two. Another NASCAR question. What color strip of paint on the back of a NASCAR signifies you are a rookie?
God bless it.
No kidding, Clay. I'm right with you.
Well, let's go with blue.
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 It's as good a guess as any.
Stay there, Clay.
It's as good a guess as I'm going to give you. I didn't know that they do. They yes. have a strip of, what is it, paint?
It's like just the strip on the bottom of
a
the car.
A strip on the bottom of the car that basically tells probably, the rest of the people that you're a new driver.
Yeah, exactly. It's
is it like the person
student
you,
driver, yes.
Yeah, you run into on the freeway.
Yes. I did today, and I was like, can you go, student
Move
driver?
Over. Move over. I don't know. If I get this right, I'm going to be mad because it's going to be total luck, and then Clay will get eliminated. How about orange?
Orange? That's
yeah,
actually
going
a nice
crazy.
Color because you can see it.
Going crazy.
It is incorrect. Nah. Clay is still alive.
Nah. Clay, you're alive. What was it?
It was yellow.
Yellow. Yeah. Did not know that. No. Did not know that the rookies were pointed out like that.
All right. Yeah. I need
Rookie
to go to the I need to go to the book because I don't have I'm not happy with my number 3.
You don't
three
have another
question.
Two question?
No, I have a number 3 question. I just don't I'm not happy with it. So let's see. All right.
You want to play the Jeopardy theme
it.
For a minute?
I got it. Oh. Here we go.
Oh, this is number 3.
Yeah, this is
Oh,
number
he's
three.
A first-time player.
Yeah,
yeah
first-time
okay.
player.
This could win it for you, Clay.
All right, this is going to be really hard. What Chicago Cubs pitcher also played basketball for the Harlem Globetrotters?
Chicago Cub pitcher.
Yeah.
Current pitcher?
No. This person, it was old.
Old Hoss Radmore?
No, it wasn't.
Old Hose?
Oh, my God.
Do you have any? If you say you don't want to answer, that's okay, because Chris has to still get it right.
There's no way I know this, Clay. You're going to win, I think. But you can guess anyway.
Kerry Wood.
Kerry Wood?
Kerry Wood, hey.
He played for the Harlem Globetrotters, apparently.
That's funny to imagine him in a Harlem Globetrotters uniform. Chris, what Chicago Cubs pitcher also played basketball for the Harlem Globetrotters? Stay there, Clay.
Dave DeBuscher.
Dave DeBuscher?
Or no, DeBuscher.
Okay.
Yeah,
I picked one that was going to end the game, I think.
You did end the game. Clay,
right
winner,
there, Clay.
Winner.
Nice
Clay
job.
In your first appearance.
You want to know the answer?
It's got to be somebody I've never heard
of. Well, here are
of.
The choices that
oh, there's,
they give
there's
me.
A selection? Okay.
This is why I asked the question.
Okay.
The first choice is Hippo Vaughn.
Oh, I remember Hippo.
You remember Hippo?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't see him pitch, but I remember the name.
Then we had Mordecai Brown was another choice.
Three-finger Mordecai Brown. His nickname was Three Finger.
Did he have three fingers?
Pretty sure. Man, well, I don't know why they would call him Three Finger Mordecai Brown if he had four fingers.
That's true. And then the actual answer was Ferguson Jenkins.
Really?
Yeah.
I wouldn't even have got that.
Do you know who he is?
Ferguson Jenkins? Yeah. Hall of Fame pitcher.
Said he played for various MLB teams from 1965 through 1983. He also played basketball for the Globetrotters from 67 to 69.
Ferguson Jenkins is a Hall of Fame pitcher, man. I didn't know he played for the Globetrotters. That's news to me. All right, we'll check traffic. Clay, stay on the line. You are a Chris versus the Fans winner today. More Gwen and Chris is on.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sway. Sour. On 97.3 The Fan, brought to you by Floor & Decor. Unbeatable prices, unmatched in-stock selection. Floor & Decor has more styles of laminate, vinyl, tile, wood, and stone. For anyone looking for the right look at the right price, your next beautiful space is at Floor and Decor. Floor and Decor, unbeatable prices, unmatched in stock selection, unmatched program. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr. on a flight, an unhappy flight, I imagine, from St. Louis to Tampa, Florida. Padres will play the Rays tomorrow. First of a 3-game series. They'll come back home, fly all the way across the country, and because it's Labor Day, no day off Monday. They'll play Monday. And that'll be their 18th game in 18 days. Padres will then get Tuesday off next week. It's kind of weird.
It is kind of weird.
I don't know even what you call that series against the Tigers. They play Monday, Wednesday, Thursday next week against the Tigers.
I can't even come up with anything.
I don't even know what to call that other than a three-game series spread over four days.
How ironic is it that they have to play on Labor Day? It's very ironic.
It's Labor Day. You're supposed to get the day off.
It's very ironic.
Now, or you could look at it the other way. Labor Day means you should work. Labor Day. You should be laboring.
What is Labor Day?
I don't know.
The definition of Labor Day.
I don't know.
I didn't get much feedback on the prohibition, so.
Yeah. We're going to try another silly question.
It's a federal holiday celebrated to honor and recognize the American labor movement and the work and contributions of laborers across the country.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
And for their contributions, they don't have to.
Here's your day off, sir.
Labor. Ferguson Jenkins, by the way, the answer, the winning answer in Chris vs. the Fans today, was a Hall of Fame pitcher indeed for the Chicago Cubs. Once won 20 games, not once, 6 years in a row. His greatest season was 1971. I just throw this out there because it just, I shake my head. How could somebody like Ferguson Jenkins do this? But apparently nobody in this day and age can. Ferguson Jenkins in 1971 started 39 games. 39! That's one out of every four games.
32, 33. If you start every game nowadays, it's like 32 or 33.
Oh, right. They have a five-man rotation. So, yeah, 32. They had a four-man rotation then. He made 39 starts. How many complete games did he add? How about 30? That is crazy.
That is wild.
30 complete games.
Did his arm fall off after?
Of course not. He took it all the way to the Hall of Fame.
I guess so.
Fergie Jenkins pitched for a long, long time. He got his 250th win in 1980, so that was 9 years later. He retired after 1983. He is in the Hall of Fame. He is one of two Canadians to be enshrined in Cooperstown.
Don't you know?
Don't you know? Don't you know? Is that
all Canadians are going to be mad at me now.
They should be for that.
Why?
For that.
I bet you if you told that stat to a Canadian, they would say,
I think all Canadians are going to rail against you for that ridiculous thing. Fergie Jenkins, the other Canadian in the Baseball Hall of Fame, Larry Walker.
Oh, think about that.
Those are the two.
So they had one until like last year.
A couple years ago. Yeah, Larry Walker was the second. So, yeah, Fergie Jenkins was a hell of a pitcher. And I had no idea that he played for the Harlem Globetrotters. So that was newsworthy to me, Scraby.
Okay.
Played some of his offseason with the Trotters, 1967 and 1971. Wilt played for the Trotters, right? Wilt Chamberlain, you knew that.
I mean, that's unfair.
Wilt?
Yeah, that he was playing for the Globetrotters.
Yes, Wilt could score even if the other team was trying to stop him.
Yes.
So why did he need to play for a team that was allowing him to score?
I agree.
That's kind of comical when you think about it.
It is kind of comical.
All right, we got a Big Five coming up next. Don't forget, next Wednesday, Scraby and I will be out there at the new Buffalo Wild Wings location in Mira Mesa. It's on Reagan Road, 9690. If you need the address, show is from 2 o'clock to 5:30. Next Wednesday, September 4th, we're going to be there. You need to be there because we're giving out three pairs of tickets to the Padres Astros game, which will be coming up a couple of weeks later. Buffalo Wild Wings also will be signing people up for 10 lucky people to win free wings for a year. Not too shabby. So make sure you're out there next Wednesday at Buffalo Wild Wings. Big Five. All right, welcome back. 4:36 is the time. Chris Hello. Tony Gwynn Jr. not off today. He's just flying today. He'll be back with us tomorrow. But we'll only have an hour with you tomorrow. So do not arrive late tomorrow because you'll miss the show. We're only on from 2 to 3. In that time, we are scheduled to have Padres' new bullpen star, Tanner Scott.
Yes.
Big Five coming up shortly. I'm looking at, we're getting closer now, Scrib. I'm looking at a mock draft. here.
Chris, okay, let me tell everybody. Chris says that he doesn't believe a mock draft helps him, but he does about 100 of them before the
actual
draft.
I'm not doing one. I'm looking at one. ESPN did their mock draft. Their number one pick overall in that was Christian McCaffrey. Interestingly, Breece Hall, number two. Bijan Robinson, three.
Which side are you looking at? Because I know ESPN loves Bijan Robinson.
Yeah, this is a PPR, ESPN 12-team PPR. I'm surprised that Breece Hall and Bijan Robinson are ahead of CeeDee Lamb. So three running backs are their first three picks. Then CeeDee Lamb is the fourth pick. Then Jonathan Taylor, another running back, followed by Tyreek Hill. And then in my draft position at number seven, Amon-Ra St. Brown. What's your draft position, Scrape?
Nine. And I was talking about this with Thomas and Will.
Mm-hmm.
Braden seems to get the number one pick.
He's had it a couple of times.
Almost every time. I'm not saying there's any fishy stuff going on. But
talk to the commissioner.
The commissioner also gets a very nice pick every single time.
The commissioner is a friend of yours. He works on this program.
He
should be able to speak with him.
Though.
He scares you as commissioner? Why
yes.
does he scare you?
Because he rules with an iron fist.
You have number nine pick. Well, if you get their number nine pick, you would get Ja'Marr Chase back. But this time you would have to use a number one selection to get him.
I don't know that I would do that.
Yeah. Second round, you would get here, according to this, Travis Etienne Jr. I would get Puka Nacua. Anyway, I'm just looking at that. Let's do a traffic in a big five.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
Oh, the fantasy football talk got people going in the chat a little bit, Chris.
Yeah.
Jacob says, my Jags are going to be elite this year. Mark my words.
Who is that?
Jacob.
Jacob, we meet in week one.
Ah.
Just a heads up.
So they might be elite in week one because they're going to be playing the Dolphins.
Don't forget.
Oh, sorry, September.
Don't forget the September version of the Dolphins is usually better than the December version.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Right off the bat, we'll find out about your Jags.
Katrina says, Puka was my hot sleeper last year. He was a good sleeper.
He was one of the great sleepers ever.
Yeah, if you got him, you should have made the playoffs.
Yeah, Puka, you got another one in the other Ram, Kyren Williams.
Kyren Williams.
Those were two really good sleepers
last year.
Apparently
he's returning punts now.
Okay.
He's not going to make it through the season.
Maybe not.
All right, let's get into the Big Five, and we'll start
number five
here. And AJ Cassville tweeted this yesterday. We've already kind of talked about it, so now that I'm looking at the actual question, I forgot what we were going to talk about. It's about Profar bunting, so let's just kind of talk about it again. Profar's ninth inning bunt. This is what AJ Cassville tweeted. Profar's ninth inning bunt moving Arise from second to third raised the Padres' win probability by 1%, but that number does not account for the quality of the hitter at the plate, and Profar is one of the league's best, particularly in high leverage spots. We're going to talk about this again because I think we have new people listening. So, Chris, should Profar have swung away?
Yes. First of all, because it didn't work. Second, because Profar is one of the better magic hitters in baseball. Hitting, what'd you say, 440?
Something like
late,
that.
Yeah, close
late
situations.
Close. 447, I believe.
Unbelievable. But I will defend Mike Schilt on this point, and that is the Profar is swinging like a rusty gate right now. He went 0 for 14 in the series. He hit maybe one or two balls hard. So he's only hitting 235 since the All-Star break. Profar needs to recapture the magic for September to finish off his magic carpet ride of a season.
I really think, Scraby, what do you think? I really think that he should have swung away too, because you just never know. If you what is the old adage in baseball? If you put it in play, you got a chance.
Well, the bunt isn't bad if
it's almost an automatic out.
Well, it is an automatic out. Basically, you're giving up a chance to score the run. But you're increasing your chances with one out to get the run in from third. Cronenworth, though, struck out. And also, look, the Cardinals scored in the bottom of the ninth inning, so it's not guaranteed that the Padres would have won the game yesterday.
But at least could have been tied, maybe.
Could have been different. Could have, should have, could have, should have, would have. Padres went 1-for-15 yesterday plus today with RISP. They left 10 runners on yesterday. Too many chances that they didn't cash in on. That's why they went 0-2 the last 2 days.
I'm going to go with what Profar said himself after the game.
Yeah, have you watched me? I stink right now.
He said, quote, "You didn't see my at-bats tonight. I was 0-for-4, you know?"
So, yeah, Profar's been struggling. He knows it. So,
all right.
Hopefully he'll get it back together here this weekend.
Yes. Number four. But to all the new listeners, the sky is not falling. The sky is not falling.
It's not falling.
Golden State Warriors star guard Stephen Curry has agreed to a one-year, $62.6 million extension. His agent, Jeff Austin of Octagon, told Woj today, the agreement keeps Curry under contract with Golden State through the 2026-27 season, and he will become the third NBA player, along with LeBron and KD, to pass $500 million in career earnings. I'm up first. Does Steph deserve to be on the list with LeBron and KD? I guess maybe sort of a biased answer here, but no, because the Warriors won so many titles, and I know that Steph had people on the outside helping him, like Klay Thompson and Draymond Green and KD 1 year, but Steph Curry is one of the best players in basketball, and if he does not play for the Warriors are not going to be a good team.
So why did you say no? The question was whether he deserved to be paid. You said no! And then you proceeded to explain why he should be paid.
Oh, sorry. I meant yes. I meant yes. Thank you for pointing that out.
That's what confused me.
Oh, no.
You go, I'm first, and I say no.
Because
Steph Curry's one of the greatest players in the history of the sport. And I was like, wait a minute, this isn't jiving.
He does deserve the money. He does deserve the money, and he is the Warriors right now. Chris?
Well, he is the Warriors now. Look, he doesn't deserve that much money for what he's going to do from here on out, but he does deserve the money for what he has done, and so I don't begrudge him that. A lot of players are paid for what they've done rather than what they're going to do. Steph Curry is no longer the best guard in the NBA, but he certainly was.
And he's still
for
up
four
there.
Championship
like
seasons.
Off.
Yeah, but $60 million. Come on, it's a lot.
Oh, that's just the going rate now for a superstar basketball player.
Yeah, no, Steph Curry deserves whatever. He's, you know, if you put together the all-time 12-man team, he's got to be on it because you need on that team the greatest shooter who ever played.
And that would be
And
Steph
he's
Curry.
Him. He's him.
He's him.
He's him.
Number three.
The Cleveland Browns have restructured your favorite quarterback's contract, Deshaun Watson, a league source told Field Yates of ESPN, in a move that creates $35.8 million in salary cap space. Cleveland converted $44.79 million of Watson's $46 million 2024 base salary into a signing bonus. The move gives the Browns more than $62 million in cap space, the most in the NFL. I had a question here, but I kind of want to go in a different direction. Should you be able to manipulate contracts like this to create cap space? And Chris, you're up first.
I guess in a perfect world, everybody would just do the right thing. But you've got to have certain rules.
Yes.
And then no matter what rules you have, somebody's going to try to manipulate them.
Yeah.
So in this case, you can choose to give the guy $44 million in a signing bonus?
So his salary this year, his base salary this year is going to be like $1.5 million.
Yeah.
And 44 of it just becomes guaranteed money.
Be clear here, though. The owner of the Browns just wrote a check for $44 million.
Yes, they did.
Okay. So,
but they already did anyway when they signed him to a fully guaranteed deal in the beginning.
Well, the Browns.
But what they're doing is they're creating cap space by just moving money around in a spreadsheet column.
Yeah. Well, look, there are little nooks and crannies that you can take advantage of, and no team is aware of this more than yours, because your team is paying a quarterback $5 so that the rest of their salary cap can be millions and millions more than any other team in the league.
But he's on his first deal. This is what quarterbacks do.
Right, I know, but it's not the way it should be. Like, the 49ers, never mind.
No, go for it.
I'm just trying to say, what they ought to do eventually is separate the quarterback salary from the team's
like salary have it cap. Carry different weight or something.
No, just be separate. Quarterbacks make their money, and then the team salary cap is the same for every other team.
Okay.
So a team with a $30 million quarterback or a team with a $3 quarterback have the same to spend for the rest of their team.
I'm not so mad at that.
That's what needs to happen. But right now, the 49ers are taking advantage of the fact that that is not the case.
Well, but yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, the Browns were the dummies that gave him $200 million to begin with.
If the Browns aren't the stupidest organization in sports, I don't know who is. Because anybody that would bring this guy in and alienate, from what I can tell, about 90% of their original fan base is not very smart.
And he hasn't been very good.
That tops it all off.
His base salary before today, for this upcoming season, he was getting paid $46 million. And not worth it.
They made the playoffs last year.
Without
him. Despite him or without him.
They
had
Joe Flacco.
Joe Flacco.
Yeah. Remember that?
Number two.
I mean, I seriously know two people, and that's just me, two people living out here that are Browns fans no longer. And they're, like, serious about it. Like, they won't root for them.
I respect you as a person if you are going to take a stand to the point where you are no longer a fan of the team. I respect that.
I don't think they're the only two.
I don't think so either, but it would be really hard for me if, say, the 49ers brought Deshaun Watson in.
I know.
I would dislike them, but I don't know that I could stop being a fan of them.
It's so ingrained, it would be pretty difficult,
because
right?
If Deshaun Watson isn't going to be playing, I mean, if he's not going to be playing with the Browns, there's another team that's going to pay him to be there.
Probably.
Did I already hit number two?
Number two.
Now I have. New England Patriots head coach Gerard Mayo has chosen Jacoby Brissett as the team's starting quarterback as the veteran held off a late surge from rookie Drake May. According to the article I read, quote, "We have decided, or I have decided, that Jacoby Brissett will be our starting quarterback this season. In saying that, as an organization, we are 100% behind Jacoby. There is no, you got a guy right here, you got a guy right there. We're 100% behind Jacoby." So, I'm up first. How many wins will the Patriots have this year? I personally like Jacoby Brissett. He's not a starting quarterback, though. He's not a quarterback that's going to win you games on his own. The Patriots are probably going to win 4 games this year, Chris. They're going to go 4-13. And if they get to 4, they're lucky. What do you think?
Patriots became the first team in NFL history to go 16-0 in a regular season.
Yeah.
Why not become the first team in NFL history to go 0-17?
Wow.
Oh, they wouldn't be the first to go winless. The Browns and the Lions both went 0-16.
Season, yes.
But I don't see any reason why the Patriots can't go 0-17. I you know, as a Dolphin thing, I'm not going to ever look past any game. But you look at their division, that should be 6 easy losses right there to teams that are far superior. I don't know where the Patriots are going to find a win, because if Jacoby Brissett doesn't get it done, Drake May, I don't think, is obviously not quite yet a good option. I can't think of a running back or a receiver even on their roster. I don't know what they're going to do.
I think he's going to regret these comments, because at some point throughout the year, they're going to be...
Oh, they'll be going to Drake May.
2-10,
no question.
Yeah. And then they're not 100% behind Jacoby anymore.
I'm saying the Patriots go winless.
Winless. 0-17.
Yeah.
That's a bold prediction, and I love it. I don't hate it at all. It's really hard, though. If the Panthers didn't go 0-17 last year, they were terrible last year. All right, let's get to the last.
Number one.
So this happened in New York City. It happened in Manhattan, actually. And the guy's name is Anthony Aquilino. He's a supercar enthusiast, Chris. He got a ticket for excessive noise in his Lamborghini that he owns. The fine is the problem.
Wait a minute. Who gave him the ticket? Me?
No, the police.
Because you know how I hate excessive noise.
That's true. You do it. The other day, a motorcycle came whipping by me in traffic, and it scared the bejesus out of me.
I'm so tired of these people.
Scared the bejesus out
of me. If you're on your Harley Davidson right now, and somehow you can hear me...
Well, some people do listen.
Well, if you are on your Harley and you can hear me, slow down and shut the noise down.
I'm
tired of you people.
I'm not tired of you motorcycle people. I like motorcycles, but
I am.
I understand why some motorcycles are a little too loud. Anyway, the owner of this Lamborghini, who got the $800 fine, says, and the fine increases for repeat offenses. He said it's unaffordable and unreasonable. And keep in mind, he's owning a Lamborghini. So he's saying it's unaffordable, unreasonable. The problem is he says his car is stock. He does not have any aftermarket or upgrades in his Lamborghini. So this is what came off of the line. He thinks he shouldn't have to pay this fine. Chris, should he have to pay the fine?
Should pay $800 this time, $1,600 the next time, $2,400 after that, and then revoke his license and get him off of our streets.
Oh, so you're not throwing this out. You're throwing the book at him.
I can't stand excess noise. I really...
But think about it.
It's my number one pet peeve. Number one. Harley Davidson's, I'm sure, come off the line that way. I think they should be outlawed because they make too much noise. And I just lost another 12 motorcycle listeners. Sorry.
But stop. I don't hurting our motorcycle listener feelings.
I don't like when you make noise just for the hell of it. It drives me
nuts.
It's
not for the hell of it, though. They're riding their motorcycle. And if you put after... I know what you're talking about, Chris, because there are some cars that are really loud, and there are some motorcycles that are really, really, really loud. But this guy owns a Lamborghini.
Mm-hmm.
Pay the fine, bro. Pay the fine.
And keep paying them.
I don't care if your car is stock. You should have known the rules before you drove around Manhattan in your Lamborghini.
I mean, here's my honest retort to this guy.
Mm.
The stock Lamborghini can go 180 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean you're allowed to go 180 miles an hour.
Are you sure? I bought a Lamborghini that can go that fast.
So if the stock Lamborghini makes too much noise, sorry, you're not allowed to make that much noise. End of story. Get out of my courtroom.
You got a motorcycle rider over here, Matt, on the chat.
I'm sure. I'm sorry about that. I can't help it. It's my fault for being so hateful
okay,
of noise.
Okay, here's what you can do, motorcycle people. When you're riding by, don't gun it and go right in my ear. It scared the bejesus out of me. Final hour next. I'm going to Chris.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some from my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.